It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to bring you to Philippians chapter 2. And specifically, I just want to share just three verses of Scripture from this passage, beginning at verse 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and I rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. In this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is writing from prison. You understand that he spent his retirement years in jail. The last 6 years of his life, we know he had two imprisonments. And he writes from the second here in this particular passage. And he says to these Philippian believers here, he says, if I am called upon to be poured out like a drink offering, that's the allusion that he's making here. He says, I joy and rejoice with you all. What a testimony of a man who was completely given over to the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how many of us, if we were facing knowing that we are probably going to be beheaded, facing that possibility that we're never going to leave prison, would have a rejoicing spirit. We live in a day of whiners. When you watch the news, it's just whining about this, whining about that. Oh, we didn't get our government check this month. Or the sequester is really messing us up. We're not going to be able to do this like we wanted to do. Oh, we can't have White House tours because we just don't have money. Now we can still do the Easter egg hunt. And we've got some other important things to do, like a couple of cross-country trips. We'll get that in. But, and it's just whining all the time, is it not? And, it's easy to get depressed by that. I have a couple of voicemail messages I have to return the first thing Monday morning. I'm looking forward to this. I have a mother that called me 6 times, evidently after midnight last night, that I must talk to you. I must talk to you, just going on whining about this and whining about that. And she didn't get to play a key position in a game the other day. And she's the best player on the team. And whine. You know what? This world doesn't know a thing about joy. And you know what? It's easy for us as Christians to let that whining and that depression of this world get into us. All right? Here's an example for us as believers of a man writing from prison, knowing that the end is coming. And he says, if I be offered up upon the sacrifice, in other words, if I'm poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice for you, I count it joy. I rejoice, I joy with you all for this opportunity. You know what? We need to step back and we need to examine our hearts and lives. We have it good, do we not, as God's children? Now we might think, oh, I've got to have more. If this is all I've got. Can you imagine Paul if he was like the average American? This is it. I'm stuck in jail. I should be doing a lot of things here. Well, what am I doing stuck in? And it's not even my fault. I'm unjustly accused. People are saying, spreading lies about me. Is this all I get? No, that's not what his attitude says. If I be poured out, if God says, Paul, I'm going to pour you out like a drink offering. By the way, a drink offering was always a voluntary offering. Isn't that interesting? That's what he alludes to here. It wasn't something that was prescribed. It was a voluntary offering that the people could bring unto the Lord. And he said, if I am offered up as a voluntary drink offering to God, I joy. And I rejoice for you. And not only that, he goes on to say, for the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. What was their attitude to be if he were called upon to pour out his life as a sacrifice unto God, literally, to be killed? They were to rejoice with him. Let me tell you something, that sounds so foreign to us today, does it not? Because it's all about me. It's all about me and my life and my fun and my this and my that. And guess what? You and I need to take the difficulties of life and we need to turn them into opportunities of joy and rejoicing. Amen? And so, though the economy is bad, let us have a joyful attitude. Though we're called upon to suffer physical things, let us rejoice in the Lord. That's the example that's given to us. You say, well, I don't know if I can do that. Well, you can't do it in your own power. You can't do it in your own power. You must call upon the power of God, the Holy Spirit of God, to have that kind of attitude and that kind of spirit and joy and rejoicing. And so I want to leave you with that thought as we enter into singing now, as we enter into the worship of God now, let's not have a heart that's meditating on me. Let's have a heart that's meditating upon God and rejoicing in Him. Do I hear an amen? Let's have that kind of attitude today.